Put your right hand over your heart. Ready, begin. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic which stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you very much. Please have a seat. Madam Clerk, may I have roll call, please?
Andrew Saif.
Present.
Sandra Hernandez.
Present.
Elke Tapia. Israel Cobos.
Here.
Jennifer Chen.
Here.
Michelle Quiroz. Here.
Okay, thank you. Moving on to general functions. Item number one, approve the agenda as submitted or as amended. May I have a motion, please?
So moved. Second.
Okay, any discussion? Seeing none, please vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, motion passes 3-0. Item number two, approve minutes of the regular meeting of February 3rd, 2026. May I have a motion, please?
A motion. Second.
Okay, it's been motioned and seconded. Any discussion? Seeing none, please vote.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes 3-0. Now, item number three, director's report. Mr. Cobos.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to our March meeting. Since our last gathering, I want to share some updates regarding recruitments. We had six eligibility lists that were established since our last meeting in February. And with that, we also have a slew of positions that are in process of being recruited for right now as we speak. So it's in the neighborhood of 12 positions, 10 to 12 that are currently in process, either posted and accepting applications or in testing phase. We also have some positions listed there under upcoming recruitments in the director's report. Our bus attendant, our grounds worker two, and our associate superintendent of business services. One note I did want to make regarding the bus attendant position. At the time that this report was created, that was going to be the next recruitment that we are going to open. However, we have since confirmed that there are no vacancies that we are aware of. We will double check and circle back on that one. So for the moment, we may not be recruiting for the bus attendant position. So I just wanted to make that note. So we'll just continue down the list from there. With respect to other activities from the Personnel Commission since our last meeting, I'll call on Ms. Jennifer Chen to share a little bit about our recruitment events since our last meeting. Thank you.
Thank you. Personnel Commission staff partner with Human Resources and the Child Development Department for a recruitment event on December 9th for Child Development Technician. We ended up with two candidates on the list. The next Instructional Aid Special Education recruitment event will be on March 23rd and March 24th. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Chen. So as you can hear, that particular recruitment event is kind of on the lower side as far as some of the results we've gotten, which is not necessarily abnormal for the month of December. We are continuing to hold events for Child Development Technician. So we will be having another one in the near future, as well as the Instructional Aid IA1 and 2 Special Education recruitment events. Those will continue to occur as well, as Ms. Chen stated. I also wanted to share that we hosted here in this room, partnering with Human Resources and Superintendent's Office and our unions, and CSEA in particular, our new employee orientation, which was last Wednesday, February 25th. And so we had about 11 to 12 individuals that were there at that session. We'll be looking and to establish an additional new employee orientation one more time before the end of the school year. Personnel Commission staff participated also in the PC Directors Roundtable meeting on February 20th. Staff also actually just today participated at the Rio Hondo College Spring Job Fair and got a decent turnout. It's always great to be there on campus and see alum from our school district. It happens every single time. So we had at least a couple from the local high schools that talked to us, are interested in coming back and working for the district and so forth. So we did partner with HR on this career job fair. And so we will continue to do this with not only Rio Hondo, but some of the other local community colleges in the future. Lastly, wanted to comment on our Employee Service Awards. I did mention this last time. That's going to be on Wednesday, April 22nd. The location is going to be at the HLP Adult School Willow Conference Center. The event will begin at 5 o'clock. Invites have been sent out. Save the dates have been sent out. We're following up with paper invitations as well, and we'll be following up with some of the recipients and even making phone calls to some of the recipients to try to increase attendance and so forth. So we'd like to invite everyone to come out and attend this event and hope to see everyone there. With that, that concludes my report. Thank you.
Great. Thank you, Mr. Cobos. Now on to oral communications. The Brown Act Government Code states that Personnel Commission members may not engage in discussion of the issues raised during public comments, except to ask clarifying questions, make a brief announcement, make a brief report on his or her own activity, or to refer the matter to staff. With that being said, CSEA.
Good afternoon, everybody. My name is Margaret Caldera, Chapter President for CSEA 115. There's a couple of things I wanted to address, and I've addressed some of them before, but I'll go ahead and reiterate those. 9.3.1, probationary period. 6 months or 130 days, whichever is longer. At one of the meetings that we held with Director Cobos, we reviewed the action sheet. And on the action sheet, it doesn't give the date. I think it said, and I don't recall, maybe you can help me, Israel, if you remember, either the 130 days, whichever is longer, it doesn't state that. So it's either the 6 months or the 130 days. It says 130 days, but the actual date should actually be on that action sheet, because the employee should know when the date that their probation status ends. So I haven't had a chance to have a conversation with HR about that, but I wanted to bring it to your attention. We did speak with Mr. Cobos. I don't know if he's had a chance, but I wanted to make sure that the commissioners were also aware of that. Let's see, 9.3.2, completion of initial probation. That's another concern that's concerns that we've been having under that, because probationary employees are supposed to have evaluations at 3 months and 5 months. It's in our contract, and it's also a PC rule. So we've had problems with that, because the supervisors are not giving their evaluations at 3 and 5 months. And then next thing you know, the probationary employee is not passing probation. Excuse me. They're not passing probation. Oh, that's okay. I have some right here. And so if they're not getting any type of input, well, first of all, classified employees do not receive training. None whatsoever. You come in, you don't have any training whatsoever. And then you're just supposed to be learning the job as you go along, right? And so at 3 and 5 months, you know, that's an opportunity for the employee to gain some kind of feedback or give some kind of insight, whatever it is that they need, concerns, you know, I need more training on this, or I need training on this, and or I may not be understanding, whatever it is, or even positive feedback from the supervisor saying, oh, you're doing a wonderful job. You know, so that way they have an opportunity if they are, you know, some concerns that maybe they are not meeting it. This is an opportunity for them to receive that feedback and the support so that they can complete the probation period and become a permanent employee, because that's the goal. Evaluations shouldn't be to find a way to dismiss you. It should be a way to help you improve. Even if you're not a probationary employee. So there have been some concerns there. One of them, we filed a grievance, and the employee the member was able to go back. So they're doing very well in that position. Unfortunately, there's been some others that we have not been successful with, but moving forward, we're going to ask the commissioners to please help us with this. We have met with Israel. He's been supportive in this. And so we're going to need your help also to make sure that the district is complying with the rules set in place by this commission, by this board. And if they're not, excuse me, then I'm going to ask the commission to send out a notice to the district to make sure that they are in full compliance of the personnel commission rules. Let's see. The other one is 9.3.3B, and I don't remember the title. What's that about, darn it? Oh, that is the appeal process. So if an employee does not pass their probation, the only remedy they have is to seek an appeal based on one of the protected classes of discrimination. I'm asking the commission to expand on that. There should be given more opportunity to appeal. And, you know, I'm sure if you can have a discussion on that, I'm not exactly sure, you know, what we can include to expand on that. Maybe one is if the district fails to provide those evaluations or I don't know right now at the top of my head, but that's one of them. So I'm going to ask the commissioners to please have a discussion on this, and hopefully there'll be an opportunity to expand on that rule to give employees the opportunity to appeal. And as far as NEO, we did attend. We love having the opportunity to meet with the members, but if we can please move those meetings up earlier in the day, because I think by the time we got to them, I think it was like 4:30, 5 o'clock, and people want to go home. So we just arranged those earlier, because then a lot of the employees don't stay that long because they have other things to do. And that's about it, right? Yeah, I think that's it.
I have a clarifying question on 9.3.1. You referred to something called an action sheet and wanting the actual date when the employee completes their probationary status. So are you saying your interest would be a date on that action sheet?
Correct.
Oh, okay.
And correct, because it has their has all their information, their hours, their schedule, and it says 130 days or 6 months, but the actual date should be included on that, because we've also had a situation, last year, where the district, one of the school sites, attempted to terminate an employee, and the member had passed a probation period, and the district didn't continue them. And so we had to challenge that. And luckily, we found that they had exceeded that date. So the employee was able to come back, but they were home, I think, for 2 weeks pending all that. So it's really, really important that not only, you know, the employees should know what is their actual probation date. They shouldn't have to be counting 130 days or 6 months. It should actually be on there. So I know that's the HR side, but with the commissioner's support, we believe it should be included, because it clearly states that on the PC rules, right? So
my second question is regarding 9.3.2. Your intervals are 3 and 5 months, and you say they're not giving the evaluations. Are you saying at all or at different intervals?
At all. There's been situations where they're not receiving the 3, or they're not receiving the 3 and 5. And that's only for probationary, because once you're permanent, it's once a year. So this is only regarding probationary.
And you're finding this concern is only with the probationary.
Well, the other matter is something else, but we just negotiated our, oh, we just negotiated our successor tentative agreement. So we addressed evaluations in there. Yeah. But no, the there's problems in that one too, but for probationary, because they don't have rights to appeal.
Right.
Only under certain conditions.
Got it.
Yeah. So it's important that they receive that because they're new.
Thank you.
Yeah. You're welcome. Thank you for your questions. Okay.
Thank you, Ms. Tao.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, I'd like to, I'd like to say hello and acknowledge board member Adriana Quiñones for joining us this afternoon. Welcome. Great seeing you. Yeah. Oh, do we have anyone from SEIU here online? No, seeing no SEIU administration.
Good afternoon. Personnel Commission, happy March. Can you believe it's March already? So we have a lot of things to discuss. We're excited that we did just settle with CSEA, our successor agreement. And so we're excited about that. You know, we continue effective communication and making that a point. And so since this is, I'm going to be coming up on my fourth year, and I know with negotiations, we've really made it an emphasis to get ahead of things. And so we continue to strive to get better with that, but we're excited. We just had a budget presentation for SEIU, and so we are still negotiating for 25-26, but we're excited about that. We have two more scheduled, and so we're excited, and hopefully we get to settle soon. Summer opportunities, and so we did send out surveys to our office assistants and our SSAs in order for them to work with our summer program. It is ESP, it's the elementary summer program. And so we're gonna have a summer program at every elementary school. This is the second year we've done that. We're extremely excited about that, one, because our students and our community appreciate it. It's beneficial to our educational program and our employees. They get to work additional time and they get to work at their home schools, the majority of them. And so we sent out the survey. Last year we had tremendous success with this, and so we're continuing working through this. There's a lot of moving parts and we appreciate everybody's understanding with that. With our benefits, last Friday, I attended the REAP meeting with HLPTA and SEIU. We were out in Yoruba Valley. And so tomorrow we have an insurance committee. And so we're going to discuss amongst all the associations and confidential and district about our upcoming benefits, some changes to some of the programs. We'll be able to vote together as an insurance committee to kind of to steer the direction of the district. I have some information about a couple programs that were offered through REAP. We did approve them. And so we'll be bringing them. It'll be an interactive service that will allow all employees to get online. And they have a system that's called Jellyfish. It's a they're really excited about it. It's kind of a video game program that you will be able to, each individual employee will be able to sit down in the computer, and it's obviously it's through AI, and you'll put in your information. So for me, it's single plus one because of my child, and then it'll say all the different programs we have, and then it'll say this is what the recommendation for the best program, for the best insurance program that we have. So we're excited about that. That was just approved. I'll be bringing that to the insurance committee tomorrow. I do speak to other directors and other people in the district if they would like me to discuss anything here at the PC Commission. And I know Mr. Raymond James wants to send a thank you to all our PC recruitments. We've been having a ton of different maintenance and operations. Mr. James and Mr. Duarte are working in maintenance and operation out of class. And so they just want to extend and tell the PC and HR, thank you for all the PC recruitments. We've been going through those and filling those vacant positions that we've had. The new employee orientation, thank you to Mr. Roach. He attended, Ms. Blanca Risco, she was there. I was able to present along with Natalie, one of our HR assistants. And so it's always great to be able to meet our new employees and to be able to kind of to welcome them to our district. And it was great seeing the superintendent there. So that's always a big bonus. And lastly, a job fair. We attended a job fair today with the Personnel Commission. We were at Rio Hondo College. We went to go look for it. It's a beautiful, the library is beautiful over there. It's great to see that our community has access to it and how close it is. So we continue to advocate to make those connections in order to provide our students that opportunity to come back and to be able to work with us. And we tell them, hey, you can work with us part-time. You can go to school full-time at night and continue to be part of our community. But once again, thank you for this opportunity. Have a great rest of the meeting.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Cepeda. Any audience member who failed to speak online? Okay, seeing none, I'll go ahead and close oral communications. Oh, Ms. Quiñones, go ahead.
Good afternoon. I've been wanting to come and say hello, Elky, and welcome. And I hope you do a lot of wonderful things. I'm sure you will. So looking forward to that. The reason I'm here today is because for a long time, we've been talking about possibly having the PC Commission, someone from the PC Commission, go into the board meetings and presenting a report about what's going on. And the same thing from the board to the PC Commission. That way we are all informed. That way we can work together to make sure that things move along a lot smoother than they have. One of the concerns that has been expressed to the board members by the community is that it's taking too long for someone to be hired. So I think we need to work together to make sure that if there's a gap, that we close it. And also that any kind of issues, that we address it accordingly. And if there's any opportunity for us as a board to take action, put it so that we can place it on the agenda. And that way we can make our district a much better district. We're in the right path. We have a new superintendent who's has a different vision. He has been attending many schools. He has been attending many of the meetings with the different unions. He has been meeting with us individually, one-on-one, on a monthly basis. So a lot of the feedback that we get from the community, we're expressing that to our superintendent, and there's action plans. So I'm very excited about what is going to be happening in our district, because we're only going to move forward. We have a new vision now, and that vision includes the PC Commission. It should no longer be you're there and we're there. It has to be we come together to resolve any issue. So I thank you for having me here today. Have a good day.
Thank you very much, Ms. Quiñones. Okay. On to portion two of our meetings, selection process. Item number one, receive test plan information, no action required. Item number two, receive provisional assignment working out of class report, no action required. Item number three, approve ratification of the following eligibility list. Bus driver, list number 1302-0822. Child development technician, list number 0206-0126. Custodian one, list number 0806-1225. Custodian two, list number 0808-1225. Human resources assistant, list number 0910-1125. Maintenance worker, list number 0624-1125. May I have a motion, please?
Motion. Second.
Okay, it's been motion and a second. Any discussion? Okay, seeing none, please vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, motion passes 3-0. Item number four. Ratify removal of the following eligibles in accordance with Personnel Commission Rule 6.1.11. Assessment technician, list number 0251-0225. Eligibles are 6956. Child development technician, list number 0206-0126. Eligible 9972. Instructional A1, special education, list number 0260-1025 merged. Eligibles are 5642, 8535. Office assistant list number 0344-0524 merged. Eligible 3280. May I have a motion, please?
So moved.
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. Any discussion? Okay, seeing none, please vote.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes 3-0. Section 3, classification and salary. Item number 1, approve revised class description of executive assistant to comply with Education Code 45109. Any discussion on this item?
I'd just like to request Director Kobos give an overview of the rationale of the changes for this description.
Sure. So this is in line with the changes that we've been doing over the last couple months in relation to SB 1100, which is in reference to the driver's license requirements for job descriptions. So in this particular case, this position did have a requirement for a driver's license. And upon analysis and review, it was determined that this particular position, as part of the essential duties and functions of the role, does not require a driver's license to perform the functions of the duties in the position. So this is just to be in line with SB 1100 legislation and in line with the slew of job descriptions that we have revised and reviewed over the last couple of months. And so in essence, that's what's happening here. In this case, we did remove the driver's license requirement. And in the report, it discusses those that were involved in that process. In this case, that included, I should say, the incumbent, as well as the supervisor to this position, which happens to be our superintendent. So thank you.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Kobos. Okay, may I have a motion, please?
Motion. Second.
Okay, it's been motioned and seconded. And may I have a vote, please?
Aye.
Okay, motion passes 3-0. Rules and regulations, no items. Charges and hearings, none. Others, none. And unfinished business, no action required. On to commissioner's comments. Vice Chair Sandra Hernandez, am I getting us started?
Just briefly to thank everyone for coming this afternoon. We're really pleased with the visit of Vice President Quiñones. Thank you for coming. That's very exciting, the request to have a PC report at the Board of Education meetings. I'd like to take this opportunity to request if perhaps in the very near future we can have another presentation on our recruitment process, either here or at the board, however it's best. And thank you, both Mr. Cepeda and Mr. Kobos, for coming to Rio Hondo College. It's an honor and a pleasure to have you on the campus and providing good work opportunities for our community members. I don't think anything, I will take to heart the information that you've provided about the issues and concerns raised regarding the evaluation period for probationary employees. Thank you for that.
Thank you, Madam Vice Chair. Commissioner Tapia.
Thank you, everyone, for coming. Thank you, Adriana, for also coming and wishing me luck on my new journey here. I would also like to just wish everyone a nice spring break, because I know that's coming up before our next meeting. yes, we all can use that break. And I agree with Ms. Hernandez that we will take what you said into consideration about and look into that more. And also, I think it's a wonderful idea to bring the groups together. So I think I'm looking forward to seeing how that's going to work out. That's it for me.
Thank you very much, Commissioner. So I just want to, again, welcome Board Member Quiñones for kindly joining us today. And I'm really excited to, you know, to see all the wonderful things coming down the pike with our new superintendent. Great times in our district. And I just want to just thank our classified employees. I can't believe the school year is almost over with. Right now, we're in the midst of parent-teacher conferences and just seeing how this year just gone by. It just kind of reminds me, you know, it really takes everybody's hard work to make education, quality education happen for our kids. Regardless, you're a teacher, we're a classified employee, we all play a part in that. Just want to thank everybody for their hard work. And also, Ms. Caldera, we hear what you're telling us. I just want to share with you my nearly 30 years in this profession, in the HR profession. this issue happens in every single organization. It's like herding cats. So we hear you, and we'll definitely will work with HR and we'll come up with some solutions, hopefully, to address this. So thank you for you know, your continued support, and we'll definitely look into this. With that, I will go ahead and adjourn us to closed session for government code section 54957. And we are adjourned to closed session at 5 p.m. Okay, now we're reconvening to the regular meeting at 5:38. There were no reportable action taken in closed session. I will now adjourn our meeting to the next regular meeting Tuesday, April 14th at 4:30 p.m.